Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Alexander Herzig. I'm a release manager in SUSE for SUSE Linux Enterprise in general. I was doing some products since I'm part of the company in 2017. I was working for Container as a Service platform. I was the release manager for SUSE Linux Enterprise 15 SP2, and I'm currently tasked with taking care of SLEEBCI. And this is the agenda of my talk for today. So we'll introduce you to what SLEEBCI is, how SLEEBCI makes managing containers for you easier. I'll show you a little bit about the SLEEBCI roadmap. This includes what we have and what is in front of us. And we're going to introduce, or I'm going to introduce to you the SLEEBCI lifecycle. This is a new topic here from us because we're taking extra care for the base or for the containers in SLES. So let's start with what SLEEBCI is. Our vision for SLEEBCI was to have a drop-in replacement for unsupported images in Docker Hub. That means for developers, it might be good if you have your own project having containers that you can pull from Docker Hub. But our customers are looking for containers they get report to if they run into issues with. And so SLEEBCI covers this. So you can pull BCI containers from our registry, use them. I'll come to that later. They are free to use, freely available as images from Docker Hub. But if you and your company need to have professional enterprise-grade support, you can get that from us. The SLEEBCI containers, they come from a secure and stable base. We have latest tooling in there. I will go into that into detail, since the containers and the packages we have in SLEEBCI are coming out of the SLES repository. We're shipping in the containers everything the developer needs for development, testing, and deploying the containers. So we deliver you a complete package that is ready to run. Yeah, it works out of the box, as I said already. So you just pull them, podman pull, and can start using them, deploying your applications in there. As said, the SLEEBCI comes in different flavors, and one of the flavors is that we have language stack containers, which we keep up to date with the packages or from the packages that we have in SLES, in our SLES base. Since SLES is security audited by the security team, also the BCI containers inherit that security scanning. So everything that comes shipped with SLEEBCI is also available in the SLES base and therefore receives all the attention from our security teams to make them secure and stable. The images are shipped with a newly created EULA that we have made especially for that case that allows you to freely distribute the container images. It means you can use our container, you can put your application in it, and you can distribute that further without any costs, it's all free. As it is the fashion for SLES, these container images are available for our four major architectures, which is x86, 64. We have them for ARM, PowerPC, and for the Linux or for the IBM Z system, the S396 architecture. Of course, our containers are also FIPS compliant if the host is FIPS or is run in FIPS mode. So for these special use cases, you're covered here. And also, if you have a registered system which is in a description or in a subscription, your SLES credentials are automatically used here. Let's take a quick look of how the packages that we use or how the containers that we use for SLEEBCI get the packages from. So it is our very strict policy that every package that we put into our containers are coming from the SLES repository. With that, we have all the features, all the stability, all the security, all the testing contained in our containers. But since the SLES repository is subscription-based and you have access to it only if you have a SLES subscription, we have created the so-called SLES BCI repository into which we re-release over 4,000 packages out of the SLES repository into the SLES BCI repository, which is freely available. Yeah, I said we have over 4,000 packages out of the SLES base in there, and it is our own policy also that all containers that we build receive the packages out of the SLES BCI repository. There's no way around. We exclusively take packages from there to be to benefit from all the security and testing and conformity and stability that SLES offers. We see different use cases for different users. For the developer use case, what we offer is that we build and test containerized applications, so we do it ourselves, or if a developer or you as a developer need to put something on top of our language stack, we have the right container for you, be it in Python or in other languages. We always keep the tooling for that up to date, or you have the latest tools, you have the latest language stack, we keep that up to date. All the packages, all the package updates that, for example, come from upstream into your Python stack will be routed through the containers, and the container will be updated if there's updates needed. Our containers are stable and reliable and come from a stable and reliable base that doesn't break. So we, as I said before, we are using the packages and the technology that is already in SLES and can benefit here, and you can benefit for your applications or your projects from that stable base that is constantly monitored, updated, security updates applied, and constantly tested by our QE teams. And the biggest benefit is, if you want to start that, especially for the OpenSUSE community, is also it is available for free, and you can redistribute it without any restrictions. If you're an operator, the use cases we see that might be useful for you is that you can deploy pre-built application containers. Some of our customers they came to us and asked if we have something for their scenario, and said, yes, we are working currently on exactly that. We can deliver you pre-built application containers that have a Python stack for you or that have a .NET stack for you already installed, and we can provide you with support for that. And they were looking for a solution, didn't know we have it, but we had it, and we started making business with them because we had that right on time what they were looking for. As an operator, you can be confident that the containers you deploy in your organization are security audited. I'll come to that in a later moment. So we give you the confidence here that we have enterprise grade security audits on all containers. And of course, our containers work with your Kubernetes distribution. We are testing Kubernetes distributions of many kinds and varieties, so it's granted that this works. For enterprises in general, or for enterprise architects, the BCI containers are available or ready to migrate your traditional workloads into containers needlessly. So if you have use cases where you probably have older Python stacks or so, we can containerize them, and you do not need to take care of them yourself. You can put our containers into your release pipeline, into your CI pipeline, and build always on the latest stable tested container. SUSE is known for having very strict security certification and compliance requirements. Our containers fulfill them, so it is not only FIPS, but our containers and our company provides a lot of security our security certifications and our containers inherit them, of course. Yeah. Also, if you need to avoid a vendor lock-in, you can containerize your application, and the BCI would be the answer for this case. And our containers support a variety of workloads. So if you need containers for your mainframes, if you need containers for your microservices, we have the right answer for that. Just to sum it up here again, why should you be using SleeBCI? If you want to have a stable base image that is constantly taken care of, SleeBCI would be the answer for you. If you want to go with the latest development tools, we package them or we put them in our containers, and they are available. If you're looking at Python, Node, Node.js, or .NET, for example, we take care that we have the latest and greatest in the containers for you ready. You must not use containers which have known vulnerabilities. I'll showcase to you that later, but our containers are monitored, and our containers are also shown on the CVE page of SUSE, so you can look up if the container you're using is affected by a CVE. You can see if the container is being in progress, or it is maybe even not affected of the CVE. We support you with that. If you're running your host in FIPS mode, the containers are enabled or are aligned with running FIPS compliant, so it's plug and play here. You can continue having your FIPS mode enabled. Our containers are deployed and built in different architectures. I said that before, for the four most known architectures, x86, Power, ARM, or S390X for the IBM Z system, we have the containers for you if the packages allow them. For example, one downside, or not downside, but one limitation is we provide .NET runtimes in environments. They're only offered by Microsoft for the x86 architecture, of course. Then it's only the containers only available for x86. But generally, all our containers are multi-arch. We guarantee also that what we deliver is stable. This is done by our SUSE QE department. We have automated testing pipelines that run a variety of tests. We have a huge test matrix to ensure that the containers run on different hosts, that we run different container versions on different hosts, also on third-party hosts. I'll come to that later. So a quick TLDR for you. Our containers are open, flexible, they're stable. We have secure container images that are based on our SLES platform. That they are freely available without any restrictions, I think, is the biggest benefit also for the community, since you have no subscription required, and you can use them right away, and you can distribute your code or your application freely with our containers. With SleeBCI in general, we are looking especially to support developers, operators, and enterprises. We have them in focus for this product. The BCI containers, they come in three flavors. We have a general purpose set of BCI containers. We have a growing number of language stack containers, and it is not really BCI, but we have it. We start making other application containers. So we, for example, for SLES, we have containerized RMT, or we started containerizing 3.8.9.ds, and it's a growing number of applications that we deliver. And with the projects we have ahead of us, this number will grow significantly. Let's talk quickly about the SleeBCI EULA that comes with the container. I've put an excerpt, I put in URL for you if you want to read the full EULA, but here's an excerpt for the distribution license. So we as a licensor grant you a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive worldwide license to reproduce, use, and distribute your BCI container, including all the installed packages from the SleepBCI REPL of the software that is listed here. So you're really, really free to use everything that is in the repository on the container. You can distribute them for free. The SleepBCI repository has currently around about 4,000 packages, which is the vast majority of packages we have in SLES. They are freely available here for you. So usually we have them behind a subscription that you only can access this repository with a SLES subscription. But from the SleepBCI repository to be used with our SleepBCI containers, you can use this for free. Excluded for these packages, or we are only excluding packages from this repository which make no sense for a container, which are just the kernel, some installers, desktop or hypervisors. They make little to no sense for SleepBCI, so we have excluded them. But whatever makes sense for containers is available in this repo. You can access this. I'm not getting tired of mentioning that. Use that free without a subscription, and they are already automatically included in the container. So you have plug and play with the containers. You can install your container and you can pull the images that you need, or pull the packages that you need into your container to build on top of our containers. Let's talk about the different flavors of base container images we have. So we have the BCI base container, which is similar to the SLE15 base container. It's the rebranded container, so it's the same container. We just put them to our offering. So this is the most suitable container if you have any general application that you would run there. Further, there's BCI Minimal and BCI Micro. I will come to that later, what exactly is included in there. We have a BCI Init container. This is a container that contains systemd, so if you have any application that requires systemd, we have that. And for the sake of having a very small container, we are also releasing, we have released a BCI BusyBox container, which is very small, and it is GPLv3 free. So we had a request from some of our partners and customers. They needed GPLv3 software or containers. We have created the BusyBox container for that purpose. On the language stack, we started with releasing different versions of Python, Node, we have Rust there, we have Go there, and we have, as a special request from a customer, we have the .NET stack in our containers available. On the application side, we started with containerizing, and to be very sure, we have put them in a Helm chart, or in a Helm deployment. We have RMT, so if you want to run RMT in a container rather than having an RMT server somewhere around, you can use that in very easy with a Helm chart. We have also documentation. We've added the documentation if you're not so firm with Helm. We have that available so that you can run RMT in a container. As per customer request, we added 389DS in a container, and only on Monday, we released the Performance Copilot as a container. And here we derived from our system, from our BCI init container, because PCP needs a systemd. Here's a quick overlook of the catalog, what we have so far. So you see we offer BCI base or the BCI containers since 15SP3. So here's also an overview of what tags we have here. So we have 15.3 and 15.4 versions of the language of the base container. And then for .NET, we have the 3.1, 5.0, and 6.0 versions. For Golang, we have 1.16, 1.17, and 1.18. And of course, we are following up with newer releases. We have Node in version 12, 14, and 16. OpenJDK, we have in version 11. Python in 3.6, 3.9, and 3.10. And Ruby in 2.5. In the pipeline, we have also Rust coming. In the pipeline, we further have PHP and Perl that will be coming soon. Let's look at the different containers and what is really contained in them. So starting with the BCI base, this is our most versatile general purpose container. It comes with RPM and the RPM database. It has Zipper installed, and with that you have access to the SLI BCI repository. It is pre-installed, you can access it directly and simply via that. With that, as I said before, over 4,000 packages are available with that directly, and it can be used as very versatile to run your workloads containerized with this flavor. Next is the BCI Minimal Container, which is a slimmer version of BCI. We made that possible with excluding Zipper from it, but it still contains RPM. It is suitable if you're deploying similar applications that are already available as a RPM package. So here we are just offering, we made that so that there's a smaller container for small applications. If you need an even smaller container, the BCI Micro Container is suitable for you. It is, as I said, even slimmer as BCI Base and BCI Minimal. It comes without RPM and Zipper, and the deployment target for that is static binaries or other pre-built artifacts. BCI Init is a little bit special. It comes with systemd pre-installed. It's useful for scenarios that require systemd for managing services in a single container. For BCI Init, the current setup is that it only Podman supports running it thoroughly. So we tried to make it run with Docker, but that didn't work. So if you want to run this container, you need to run it with Podman. And then we have the newest member of the family is the BCI BusyBox container. It comes with the most basic tools only and that are provided by the BusyBox project. We did that in for the benefit of having a very small container. We have no GPLv3 licensed software in it. This was a requirement from one of our customers. With BCI BusyBox, you have to take care because your scripts that are written for a system using the GNU core utils, you may require to modify your scripts to run with the BusyBox. Let's compare the sizes of the containers. Don't pin me down on the numbers because they're always changing back and forth. So the BCI the base image is around 94 megabytes. The BCI minimal, as said, is a little bit small. It's about 42 megabytes. BCI micro is only roughly 26 megabytes, and our BCI BusyBox is even only 14 megabytes. So we have use cases for our customers having very small containers as well. Quick overview, what is provided in here. So everywhere, of course, is glibc. We have CA certificates in there, in the RPM database, and then we are starting to narrowing down. So coreutils is only available in the first three where BusyBox comes on its own. Bash is not included in BCI BusyBox because we needed to be it GPLv3-less. And then the RPM binary is only available in BCI Base and Minimal, and the Zipper stack, because of its size, is only available in the BCI Base container. Quick look at our registry. If you don't know it yet, we have registrysuse.com. I've taken you a screenshot here where you find our containers, so you can browse through our offering here. We're having the containers in there as a white tile. And if you're looking into the containers, you can even go down and see which packages are shipped with each container. So you could even look up the source code. So we have connected this with OBS, so you can see everything in the container. You can, we are fully transparent here. How does SLI-BCI make managing your containers easier? First of all, we are taking care of security. Our container or CVE scanning has been extended, so that on our CVE pages that is linked here, you can look up if a CVE that you think you are troubled with is within one of our containers. So you can simply look up the CVE in here. We have integrated OVAL and CVRF data that are used by Trivi and Tenable Noises to have that scanning in there. We are providing all the data, so the scanning with that works. Currently, we are also integrating New Vector scanning. That's a company we acquired some months ago. So we're currently in the process of also provide the stack of Null Vector for our container offering. Additionally, our images are signed with Notary V1. Notary V2 is currently in the making. We have the signing with the Red Hat Potman style of signing, and we're signing our containers with CoSign. So this is also all available, and of course our containers, since they're built in the internal build systems, they have also been signed with the SUSE key. This is a screenshot from the CVE page where we have integrated our containers. So here you see where BCI Node.js 12 and 14 was affected by a CVE. And here you can look up if you are affected, if your version is affected, if it is already being tackled by us, or even probably even solved. Let's talk about compatibility of the SLEBCI containers. Of course, of containers are compatible with /slib and Tumbleweed. But we're also testing and making sure that our containers run Alpine, Debian, Ubuntu, CentOS, or Fedora. Further, our containers, of course, run on Rancher. And by request from our enterprise customers, we are testing and making sure that our containers run on the major third-party container host platforms, which is like Amazon AKS, GKE, and EKS. So Amazon, Google, and Microsoft is granted, and we are also testing our containers, and we are ramping up our testing here when it comes to OpenShift. And of course, also our containers are compatible and run on Kubernetes if you run Kubernetes with a container D underneath it. Let's talk shortly about support. In case you need technical support, you can buy a subscription, a /slash subscription, to get support for your container. So you have to look out for an offering that is including the BCI support. Coming to our roadmap, what lies ahead of us, which container updates can you expect? So as you see, we're looking out to include Rust 1.6, 1.61, and 1.62, 1.63. We're looking out to have .NET packaged, the newer version of Go. We will be including Node.js 19, Python 3.11, and so on and so on. And we are extending the language stack accordingly and by requirement. Let's take a look at the lifecycle and what is special about the lifecycles for BCI. Since we have, or what we call lifecycle is, that is the time when, until our containers are supported. This is what we mean with our lifecycle. We have different lifecycles for the BCI base containers and the language stack containers. So we have different lifecycles here, and I will go through that. So the BCI base images, which are, I repeat, BCI base, minimal, micro, BCI init, and BusyBox, they are bound to a service pack. So with each service pack, we are releasing a new version that is built from the sources or built from the packages of the service pack. And with being bound to a service pack, their lifetime is with the 6-month overlap support for the next service pack. So for example, for our 15 SP3 base containers, they are supported until 6 months after the release of 15 SP4, so which is somewhere by the end of this year. And then you can switch to the 15 SP4 version, which has an extended or which is longer supported than. Yeah, as I said here, SP3 images are supported until 6 months after the SLE 15 SP4 release, and the SP4 images are then supported until 6 months after the release of SLI 15 SP5. With BCI language stack containers, it's a little bit different. First of all, we see all the language stack containers service packless, so we're offering them, and they're not bound to a service pack. You can take the container, of course, and run them on a different environment. So we made them without the restriction of a service pack, but we are looking at how long the language stack is supported, of course, upstream, and then how long the service pack, and not the service pack, the language pack is supported in SLES, and we offer support for that as long as the language pack or the language packages are supported in SLES. I can already tell here that Node.js 12 has received end of life, or is going to receive end of life 6 months after the release of 15 SP4, as well as Python 3.9, which is discontinued in 15 SP4. Oops, that was a bit too far. And of course, and this is probably also very interesting for the community, we started in the open. So we consider OBS as our upstream. We are building, or we are sending our code first to OBS to build our containers there until then they are rooted into the internal build system where we build them and release them into through our pipeline onto our registersuse.com. So if you want to contribute to the containers, I've put the links here in this slide deck, so if you want to download it, the repositories are ready, and my colleague Dan is already very excited to work and review your work. With that, thank you very much for your time.